Now, this woman actually was on a clinical trial that got abemaciclib. What happened when she got any toxicity?
She did initially have some diarrhea, and she did have to use Imodium, intermittently through the course of her treatment, but never had to dose hold or dose modify over the time.
And that was the only problem, diarrhea? Anything else? Any cytopenias, nausea?
She did have lowering of her blood counts, but not to the point where she needed a dose hold due to neutropenia. And her red blood cell counts did fall a little bit, but again, not enough to hold. It is interesting with abemaciclib, it also does increase your creatinine, but usually isn't actually impairing your renal function. And so that certainly did happen with her too.
Does that occur with other CDK inhibitors?
Not to the same degree, no.
So, Erica, maybe you can talk a little bit about your thoughts in terms of choosing a CDK inhibitor, the kinds of toxicity that you expect from the various agents.
Yeah, I personally kind of group palbociclib and ribociclib in kind of a similar category and think of as abemaciclib a little bit different. Again, not in terms of efficacy, but in terms of side effect profile. I think we have clinical trials at the office where I work, so having an EKG machine and checking, chemistry, et cetera, really isn't a problem for us. Palbociclib, obviously, the biggest problem is the counts. With ribociclib, you have the same degree of cytopenias, but you also have to check liver function tests and some EKGs. So I think in some clinics that don't have EKG machines available, and that's a cardiology consult or something, that makes it a little bit harder to use ribociclib. And then I think abemaciclib, the neutropenia rates is really about half, so much lower, but more diarrhea. And so a lot of times it's not uncommon for me to pick based on the side effect profile that I think the patient's going to tolerate the most. So an older lady that has constipated at baseline, maybe abemaciclib is not a poor choice in her. A young lady in her 30s that needs to sit in the carpool line, then I'm not really worried a whole lot about counts in, I might pick something like palbociclib.
It's really interesting to see the results of the survey, both of your answers as well as the docs in practice about patients who progress on endocrine therapy and CDK inhibitor, as this lady did. I'm kind of curious. So she went on to fulvestrant, and we'll talk about that later. She's on fulvestrant now.
Yeah.
Does she notice a change in her bowel situation?
She doesn't need to use any
Really?
antidiarrheal
So she
medications
actually
anymore, and it's
changed. But
normalized,
after
yes.
4.5 years,
Yeah,
so she
no.
kind of had this chronic low-grade thing that
That's
really
now
went away.
normalized.
Wow, really interesting.